This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy. No, 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 for sure. A whole bunch of jealousy. You're gonna find out that you were so lame. You can wind up in therapy. You can't be Kennedy.
I love when I play some of those on Friday and people are like, What happened? What is that?
We're just enjoying.
Don't go messing with me.
Went through all the trouble of having people sing them for
Carson,
us, so we figured
what are you
we might as well.
What are you doing? Danielle's from Quincy. Good morning, Danielle.
Hey.
Good morning.
Q-Town, baby. What up?
How are you guys?
We're doing good. We have way too much South Shore on the show right now.
Yep.
There's no such thing.
It's a lot.
Danielle, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure, think of that.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, you lose. Kennedy's now over there in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear any of these questions. Kennedy with 3,136 wins, only 262 losses. Question number one. It would have been Steve Irwin's birthday on Saturday. He was known as the blank.
The alligator hunter?
Question number two. Even though Rick Grimes has been gone for a while now, this popular AMC show keeps trucking along. It is about to air its 10th mid-season premiere this Sunday at 9. Name that show.
Oh, God. What the heck is that zombie show? Oh, The Walking Dead.
Question number three. Kate Hudson says Tom Cruise once scaled a fence to crash a house party she threw at her parents' house.
Call that Mission Impossible, Drayden.
Who is Kate Hudson's famous mother?
Shoot, what is her name? Oh my gosh, it's Goldie Hawn?
Question number four.
Wow, your brain works weird, but it works.
Joaquin Phoenix rescued a cow and her calf from a slaughterhouse, and he even made friends with the owner. He says, and I quote, "After opening my heart to his, I realized we might have more in common than we do differences." Joaquin had a famous actor brother who died very young. What was his name?
Oh,
Producer Dan, are you okay? There's a lot of death on the
No, I'm a little sad today.
Oh, so sad.
Okay. You need to talk to somebody about it.
You need a hug, buddy?
I'm a little down today now you mentioned it.
Question number five. Kevin Smith is very into the Avengers movies, and last night he tweeted that that hundreds of years from now, people will find the amazing stories in those movies as powerful as the ones from the Bible. Kevin Smith is half of which comedic duo that have made multiple movies?
That is... Oh, my God, my husband's going to kill me.
All right.
15 bucks, little man.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
And if that money doesn't show, you owe me, owe me, owe.
Ice.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Danielle got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
And also,
oh, my God.
Producer Dan might need a hug.
Dan definitely needs a hug.
Oh, no.
There seems to be a theme with the questions.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right, here we go. These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It would have been Steve Irwin's birthday on Saturday. He was known as the what?
The Crocodile Whisperer.
Do you mean Hunter?
No, I meant Whisper.
No, that's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Good enough.
0-0.
Did he hunt them and kill them?
He loved them.
But they could call
he
them
wrestled
the
them. Remember?
He did a ton for conservation, actually.
Yeah. I still like
Crocodile
Whisper.
Stupid stingray.
I stand by it.
Question number two. Even though Rick Grimes has been gone for a while now, this popular AMC show keeps trucking along. It will air its 10th midseason premiere this Sunday at 9. Name that show.
The Walking Dead.
On to one. Question number three. Kate Hudson says Tom Cruise once scaled a fence to crash a house party she threw at her parents' house. Who is Kate Hudson's famous mother?
Goldie Hawn.
Tied at two. Question number four. Joaquin Phoenix rescued a cow and her calf from a slaughterhouse and even made friends with the owner. Joaquin had a famous actor brother who died young. What was his name?
River.
A lot of death this morning.
Stand by me. You guys should check it out.
Question number five. Kevin Smith is very into the Avengers movies, and he says hundreds of years from now, they may even compare it to the Bible. Kevin Smith is half of which comedic duo?
Jay and Silent Bob. Wow.
It is right now.
So. Iron Man, Jesus.
I know. That might be one of the hottest takes.
The hottest.
Everything that's wrong with America at this point.
Surface level of the sun hot take.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job. I'm sorry, Danielle, you don't get the cash, but I do have a $50 gift card to Sanzi, which is celebrating 24 years on Newberry Street. Top-notch international cuisine, open for brunch, dinner, and late-night fare 7 days a week, so you enjoy that, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I am Danielle from Quincy, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy. No, for sure. You can't beat Kennedy. No. You think that you can beat her at her own game? That's just a whole bunch of jealousy. You're gonna find out that you are so lame. You can wind up.
All right, I am finding out that Melissa from North Attleboro is in for Campy Kennedy this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
And that Melissa is a rugby player, Kennedy.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. I just watched my first rugby game a few weeks ago. The Free Jacks, the new team that's here.
Mm-hmm. It's wild.
I'd never seen it before. I didn't realize that the clock never stops. It is my new favorite game. I loved watching it. It was so fast.
I don't know how
so
you
awesome.
Do it.
It was so awesome.
Rugby players are an interesting lot, Kennedy.
Well, you have to be pretty, you know, that's a lot of
I knew a couple of guys that played for the Army team when I was in the service. Yeah. They used to do some crazy partying.
I was going to say, they tough and they booze.
Yeah.
It's all right. No problems.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has stepped out of the studio into that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I am.
Tim Allen is starting to float the idea of a home improvement revival. On the show, he played Tim the blank Taylor.
Toolman.
Question number two. During this week in 1997, the Spice Girls hit the scene hard and had their first song go to number one. It was the song Wannabe, where they say, if you want to be my lover, you have to do what?
Get with my friends.
Question number three. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will formally step down as senior royals on March 31st. After a year, there will be a formal review to, quote, ensure the arrangement works for all parties. Meghan has already signed a deal to do voice work for which company?
I have no idea. Disney?
Question number four. American Idol is now teasing a moment from this Sunday's episode where there's a gas leak and everyone is evacuated. In the first season of American Idol, there were actually two people in the role Ryan Seacrest currently has. True or false?
True.
Question number five. Actress Emily Blunt turns 37 on Sunday. She's married to actor John Krasinski, who played Jim on The Office. Where is the Dunder Mifflin office located?
Right in Pennsylvania.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
She's a businesswoman.
Getting it done.
Wow. I like the New Zealand rugby team, the All Blacks.
Yeah.
They do a Maori war dance before the games.
Oh, that's so cool.
The haka. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's the same way one we do before the show, right?
Yep.
Is that where we got
Similar.
It
Similar.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy. A lot of Pacific Islanders here at Mix.
Melissa got 5 out of 5.
Wow, well done.
Bring in the heat, Kennedy. I think that's called a touch.
Or try? Is that a thing?
A try. Yeah, there's a try.
A try.
All right, Kennedy, here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Okay, let's do it.
Tim Allen is starting to float the idea of a home improvement revival on the show he played Tim the Blank Taylor.
Toolman.
Question number two. During this week in 1997, the Spice Girls hit the scene hard and had their first song go to number one. It was the song Wannabe, where they say, if you want to be my lover, you have to do what?
Got to get with my friends.
Question number three. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will formally step down as senior royals on March 31st. Meghan has already signed a deal to do voice work for which company?
Disney.
Question number four. American Idol is now teasing a moment from this Sunday's episode where there's a gas leak and everyone is evacuated. Kennedy, true or false? In the first season of Idol, there were actually two people in the Ryan Seacrest role. True or false?
In the first season? Yes. True.
Do you remember his name?
Dunkelman. Brian Dunkelman.
Tied at four.
Who made a bigger career mistake than that guy?
the guy that left the Beatles, actually.
That's about it.
There used to be five of them.
Yeah, it's a real exclusive club. That mistake's that big.
Actress Emily Blunt turning 37 on Sunday. She's married to actor John Krasinski, who played Jim on The Office. Where is the Dunder Mifflin office?
Scranton.
Okay, let's see. Question number one, you said Toolman. Question number two, you said Get With My Friends. Nice job. That is correct. Yes, Disney, Kennedy. Question number four, you said true. And question number five, Scranton is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Ooh, a 5-5 tie. Look at that. So, Melissa, here's what we do. Because my boss, Sal, gets very upset with me when I give away the $100 for Campy Kennedy. And we have a 5-5 tie. I am giving you the $100.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I seemed more excited by it than she did.
Yeah. She's like, cool.
Everybody on the rugby team gets a beer.
Hey.
We don't have that kind of money. Shush.
Just go to a really cheap place.
Well, if you got a 30 of Keystones, everyone get a
pub. I do have a pair of passes to Wachusett Mountain, too, to use for lift tickets or a one-day beginner package. It's winter in New England. Get out and enjoy Wachusett Mountain. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from North Alboro, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, let's say good morning to Melissa from Rutland. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Says she's taking the day to get some shopping done.
I love days just for shopping.
Oh, I wish.
Are you doing like TJ Maxx? Are you doing clothes? What's going on?
TJ Maxx.
Oh, a woman after my own heart. Are we kidding?
I have two bags in the car. I got to go return some stuff.
How did I
You going to the Marshalls?
I go to the TJs. I'm more of a TJs girl. Sorry.
I need a belt if you could grab me one.
Sure.
Of course.
What, are you looking like a golf belt with like the woven maroon? Or are you
have
looking
you
brown?
I don't even know what that means. I'm looking for a belt from the clearance rack at Kohl's, probably.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. And Melissa, if you get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Looking at the big board, Kennedy, with 3,138 wins, 262 losses. Intern Justin is working the big board today.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy is gone.
Justin's sweater game is on point. He always has a good sweater on when he comes in.
I agree.
Here we go, Melissa. You ready?
Yes.
Kelsey Grammer turned 65 today. He made a bunch of money playing a doctor on which hit NBC show?
Frasier.
Question number two. Is William Shatner a secret Korean boy band fan? Yesterday, he tweeted about the new BTS album coming out today.
It's the craziest sentence ever.
Just the best setup to a question in history.
And said he would, and I quote, check it out when I get up this morning. William Shatner is best known for playing which role?
Kirk. Captain Kirk.
Question number three. Tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, where the American Olympic hockey team beat which nation?
Oh, boy. I just saw this on the news last night, too, and I'm drawing a blank. We'll say Russia.
Question number four. President Trump fired off some tweets about the Oscars, giving Best Picture to a movie from South Korea because he says America is having trade problems with them. Which South Korean movie won Best Picture?
I can't remember the name of it.
Question number five. Will Ferrell took the Hot Ones Challenge, and the video is trending number one on YouTube. Hot Ones has a new show called Hot Ones The Game Show, which will air on the same network as Impractical Jokers. Which channel is Impractical Jokers on?
PBS.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Hot Ones is the best show on YouTube right now, in my opinion.
It's always so good.
It blew it all. I think my sister is texting me like all the correct answers.
So helpful.
Well, we're on a 7-second delay, sis. You blew it.
Or cheating. Wow.
Right?
You blew it.
No cheating. I can't see it. I'm just listening.
All right, Kennedy. Melissa got 2 out of 5. Correct. These are hard. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Grammer turned 65 today, made a bunch of money playing a doctor on which hit NBC show?
I had 2. Cheers.
This is the one that he was a
Frasier.
Star. There you go. He was simply a cast member on Cheers.
Playing
not
a
one
doctor
of the stars.
Yes. Was a star.
Yes. Sure.
But Frasier's his show.
Yeah.
I get it.
Tied at 1, quest number 2. William Shatner, apparently a secret Korean boy band fan, Kennedy.
I love this.
Yesterday, he tweeted about the new BTS album coming out today and said he would check it out when he got up in the morning. William Shatner is best known for playing which role?
Captain Kirk.
I love to hear a Shatner movie review of the BTS albums.
Right?
He can do anything.
Tied at 2, question number 3. Tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, where the American Olympic hockey team beat which nation?
Russia? The USSR? Soviet Republic States? What do you want? The Soviet Union?
Yay.
Jeez, man.
Do we give it to her?
Why wouldn't you give it to me? Why?
The Soviet Union is the correct answer.
I said it.
No, you said Russia.
And then we went.
And then you went.
And then we went. It is always the Russians, except in this case.
Well, they were the Russians, but it's fine.
We are tied at 2.
You're feisty this game.
Question number 4. Yeah, we're tied at 2. Question number 4. President Trump fired off an angry tweet about the Oscars giving best picture to a movie from South Korea because he says America's having trade problems with them. Which South Korean movie won Best Picture?
Parasite.
3-2. Question number 5. Will Ferrell took the Hot Ones Challenge, and the video is trending number 1 on YouTube. They have a new show called Hot Ones The Game Show, which will air on the same network as Impractical Jokers. What is that network?
TBS?
Oh, I'm incorrect. True TV is the correct
answer. TV?
True TV. I'm sorry, that is wrong.
So the old court TV does Impractical Jokers?
True TV does,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, how the world has changed.
I've never seen an episode of Impractical Jokers.
Because it's not funny.
Oh.
No, I don't like it.
They have their fans, though, man.
Oh, they're rabid fans.
I know. They sell out when they come around, for sure. 3-2 is the final score, Melissa. You don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets to see AWOL Nation with Andrew McMahon May 28th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now. You enjoy those. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Melissa from Rutland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.